Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Big news. Big news in Husker Nation. We got a couple of commits yesterday. A running back, a defensive back. Is Flo Braska, is that back? Calabraska, Texabraska? I don't know if there was ever a Texabraska, but Flo Braska, is that back now, Jake?
I don't know if I want to get back into all that. Maybe, no, hopefully not.
Calabraska was rather short-lived, so to speak, there. But yesterday, Nebraska gets a couple of big commitments. All right, one of the top defensive backs in the entire country commits to Nebraska. All right, now, Nebraska got the last official visit from one of the nation's top cornerback prospects, and he ended up committing. All right, First Academy defensive back Danny Odom announced his commitment to Nebraska football on Monday, as he chose the Huskers over offers from Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Penn State. So we got a lot to talk about today on the show, as always. All right, Husker sports, college football, sports in general. Unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. As you can tell, some big news in the college football recruiting world, Nebraska football world as a whole. We're going to get more into this, but I want to hear from the fine folks at home or wherever you may be listening. All right, text into the text line. What's that number there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
And you said that number has never changed since you've started working.
No, that's the same number.
20 years from now, you think it's going to be the same number?
I believe so. It's been, what, like, I guess, maybe 13, 14 years so far?
That would be amazing and probably going to happen. Here's what I want to hear from you fine folks at home. Nebraska's recruiting class. Now, we don't anticipate, we've said it several times, we don't anticipate it to be large. 12, 13, maybe 15. Excuse me, if we went beyond 16, I'd honestly be surprised. Somewhere between 12 and 15 seems likely. But they're going, they're swinging for the fences with these guys. This is one of the top defensive backs in, excuse me, the entire country. What are your thoughts on the approach to recruiting that Matt Rhule is taking this year? All right, not so much emphasizing the Nebraska part of the thing has been discussed, but as far as potentially being a smaller class, but swinging for the fences as far as getting some of the highest rated guys across the entire country, regardless of geographic location, and just your thoughts on their recruiting approach this year, which is different than it's been his first 2 years as a whole. Let us know. Text in. Let us know. All right, but before I read on about Mr. Danny Odom, all right, we'll learn a little bit more about him, what he had to say as well, why he committed to Nebraska, What was your initial reaction to yesterday, getting a big running back commit, getting a big defensive back commit, when you heard these commitments yesterday? And we're still waiting on a few more commitments, by the way. A couple of offensive linemen, wide receiver, potential flip out of Arizona State, who's committed to Arizona State. But what was your initial reaction yesterday, Jake?
Well, it was exciting. We knew that they were both going to announce at 4 and 5:30 respectively. So it was kind of a sit and wait day to see if you're a big recruiting fan, to see if Nebraska is going to land these guys. And they kind of, you know, the information, as it often does, started to kind of get out there that Nebraska probably was going to be the favorite in landing these guys. And of course, I mean, we do this every year, or at least every other year, when Nebraska's a little bit slow in June, they have a little less commitments than maybe some other teams. We start looking around saying, oh no, is the sky falling? It's not. It's fine. They'll come around. They'll sign some guys. And here it happened here. And this is, like you said, these both seem to be pretty good additions. Danny Odom, now the highest rated kid in the class. Of course, CJ Bronow has left Nebraska's class to go to Florida. So maybe this kind of makes up for that. I saw some of that out there. Although I don't know if it makes up for it, right? Because it'd be great to have two of them. You're always going to need two corners, right? More than two corners, but out there on the field, at least two at a time. But it does help you a little bit in that category if you're in the cornerback room. And then Jamal Rule, which I know you'll get to in a little bit too, here as a running back recruit. First of all, fun that his name is Rule, but
spelled
also
differently, but yes,
yeah, spelled, it is spelled a little yes. bit differently, but no, so it kind of helps Nebraska, I think, fans maybe be able to calm down a little bit, because before yesterday you had six commits. Not that eight is a whole lot more than six, but you know, like you said, in a class of that might be 16 guys, it's a significant jump.
Well, it's 25% more. I mean, you go out and you eat at a buffet and you're full, and then you go eat 25% more. That's a lot of food. Maybe not the best comparison, but you get what I'm saying here. Did you really, I don't really feel like anyone was panicking or even deeply concerned. Did you ever feel like anyone was deeply concerned or anything above an average amount of concern at all? I really didn't. Did you?
I don't think so, as opposed to previous years where we would, right, is because of the transfer portal opportunities there, is that we kind of know one way or another. Nebraska's not just going to come out, you know, in 2027 and say, even though there's 105 rule, and say, well, we just didn't recruit enough guys. We only got 88. You know, you're going to get bodies in there, but it's the quality of guys that you get. And to your point, that's kind of the strategy that they're going for. It's interesting, you know, because as you look at these players, though, again, Danny Odom is seen by some as a top 100 prospect. Rivals has him ranked number 72 in the nation, but he's kind of the only one that kind of stands out in that field, right, of the national recruit, the big time swings. You know, these other guys still, there's some like Luke Sorensen. Some have him, the tight end we had on yesterday, as a 3-star recruit. Some have him as a 4-star recruit, I mean, if they can land more guys to the quality of Odom, and again, not everything is the recruiting rankings, but they do mean a little bit, closer to a lot, then this whole strategy really pays off. And so that's what I'm kind of waiting for. Odom is of that quality. Are they going to get 5 or 6 guys of that quality or not? And if they don't, then you kind of wonder back and circle back to, well, could they have taken some more of the in-state guys?
My gut says they're going to get more guys of this quality, and I'll tell you why. Because that's mainly who they're recruiting. That's what they're going after, and they're not trying to get 20 to 30. They're legit, like 12, 13, maybe 15. Like, if they got over 16, I'd be floored, but they're not shooting for over 16. Part of that is they're so young right now. Right now, they're so young. Part of that is Rule wants guys to come, stay, and develop. And I don't want to say the smaller class you have, the easier it is to focus on those guys. But when you're already really young, you've got the transfer portal as an option. You don't have to bring in a million guys, and then you can focus more on those guys. So I think everything kind of feeds into this. Like, I've sat here and talked about how, and I haven't looked since yesterday, but Nebraska was dead last in the Big Ten in recruiting. Now I just simply pointed it out. Was there like even an average level of concern in my voice when I talked about it those couple of times? Do you remember? And I looked again. We're still 76 in the country, in the nation, when it comes to recruiting. But like, is there any level of legit concern in my voice when I point these things out? Or am I just simply pointing them out because they're facts and it's what we talk about?
Yeah, it's not a panicking type of feel from you.
No, not in any way, shape, or form, because I think this is exactly what Rule was kind of, his plan, what he's thinking, what he's anticipating. A little bit smaller class. Swing for the fences with who we get. Let's do unusual things that have never been done before, like the 7-on-7 tournament, right? The battle at the Boneyard. Let's get these guys on campus, and that's how we're going to attract a lot of these guys. And it makes a lot of sense. Now, is everything going to go according to plan? I seriously doubt it, because that's just not how life works. But when you look at the pieces to the plan, you add up and you look at the plan in totality, it seems very reasonable. It seems very feasible. I'll just be real. I would still emphasize in-state Nebraska football players first, as long as they're meeting the standards of the recruits and people that we're trying to recruit. You got to start with that. Okay? And then I would go outward. I've been consistent with that for 11 years. Sometimes people have agreed with me. Sometimes people have come down hard on me for it because they completely disagree. And I've always come back to, if they're good enough as a football player and the type of person that you're looking for, I would still start there. Okay? If it doesn't work out that way, then it doesn't work out that way. Beyond that, again, there's specific things that they're looking for. And Matt Rhule said it's not just like the level of recruiting ranking. I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the quote in front of me. But it's not just the level of recruiting ranking. It's the person. It's everything in totality that we want to fit with what we're doing. And another way of saying that is, yes, there's a lot of talented people out there. But we want people who are going to come in, who are going to know what we're about before they commit. They're going to commit. They're going to come in. They're going to buy in because they've already bought in. Then they come in. And then they can develop, and they're more likely to stay longer and longer term. We can have better success with them. So when I pointed out that Nebraska was like 18th in the Big Ten of recruiting, and again, I've not looked at the updated Big Ten rankings. I look nationally. We're still 76th in the country. There was zero concern in my voice because while USC, I think, let me look at this, still number one in the country, sitting there with 30 commits, they're taking a different approach. And I think, well, I mean, Nebraska had a lot of players that entered the portal and left the program this year. That's because that's what every program in the country did. And a lot of that's due to the 105 limits that are coming, et cetera, et cetera. But like USC had like mass exodus of gigantic contributors, especially on offense. And so there's more of a need there. I think the way Rhule is approaching it.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Is it 100% the way I would approach it? Probably not. I've already kind of laid out some of the reasons or things that I would do a little bit differently. But when you look at it from how he's approaching it, it makes sense. And he's got to do what he believes in. And I think it's very, very achievable. Like if he had this same approach and he's trying to get 25 players, I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know about that. But I guarantee 12 to 15 in high school, probably along the similar lines. If you remember before the transfer portal class was finalized last year, they were shooting for about 12 to 15. We ended up with about that number. And if you put that together, it's like 25 to 30 players, which is about what a typical high school recruiting class used to be, somewhere between 20 to 30. If I remember right, mine was exactly 22. And I think we I think we had 22 walk-ons that year too. Obviously, the whole walk-on situation is now just a smidge to a whole lot of bit different, but there's zero panic in my voice based on the approach, the plan, the outside-the-box thinking that he's imploring. And since this appears to be exactly what he wants to do, it makes a lot of sense to me, and it seems achievable. And I think we're just going to get more and more guys who are like, and a lot of these guys talk about the relationships with the coaches. I'm going to dive into that in a second with Odom. We're going to get a lot more guys who are on campus for that 7-on-7 tournament who are going to develop relationships with the coaches. And these are some of the things that are unique about Nebraska, sets Nebraska apart in certain areas. We're in an era where it's hard to set yourself apart beyond just the moolah, the money, the NIL that you're getting paid. And I think we're going to see more of these types of guys committing. And going back to Sorensen, the tight end, I told you after the interview, I like that guy even more. And it's hard to gauge a guy like that because he just started playing football in high school, didn't really have a quarterback to throw him the ball, but he's still very highly thought of. And the dude loves to block. Now be careful, Jake. Don't dub him a blocking-only tight end. He wasn't crazy about that yesterday. He didn't make a big deal of it, but when you come in with a guy who has the athleticism that he has and is just straight up raw, those are the guys with the highest ceilings because they haven't even scratched the surface of their true potential. I'm not slamming people who play, you know, one sport growing up. That's fine. If that's your choice, that's fine. You know, we can have a conversation about whether I agree or disagree with that, but that's fine. But I can relate to Luke because I didn't play defensive end to my senior year of high school. I was a quarterback. So I didn't start playing football until later on. I didn't play defense in a varsity game until I was a senior. I didn't play defensive line until I was a senior. I was as raw gets. And the strides that I made once I got to college were exponential year over year over year because I had barely scratched the surface. When I came in, I had the size, I had certain things. I'll be blunt, Nebraska didn't really want me. They only took me because they couldn't get who they wanted. But they're like, this kid's got intangibles. We'll take a flyer. We need somebody to come in. And then maybe I can share the whole recruiting story one day. I mean, the defensive line coach, before my senior year, of which I'd never taken a varsity snap in a game on defense, looked at me and said, you're not good enough to play here. And I thought Nebraska was a wrap. I thought that was it. Like, all right, I'll go play for a West Coast school, whether it's Oregon or whatever at the time. You got to keep in mind, Oregon was viewed a little bit differently at that point in time. It ended up working out that I got the last minute offer. They brought me in, et cetera, et cetera. But the strides that I made, because I was so raw and I hadn't scratched the surface, I kind of akin it to a degree. Sorensen's going to have his own career. But to a guy like Luke Sorensen, the tight end that we spoke to yesterday. And when you can start with, because what you could start with me was I had the height, the weight, I had certain athletic intangibles, and I'd hit you in the mouth over and over and over and over. I wasn't great at much, but I could do that. And what I learned about Luke yesterday is there's a lot of similarities. He's not done growing. He's not done adding on size, muscle, not even close. Most high school kids aren't, but he's so raw. He has such a bright future. He has barely scratched the surface. What I know is he's got certain physical intangibles, and he will block, and he will take pride in it, and he will hit you in the mouth over and over and over, and it's a great starting point. All right, Jake, what are your thoughts on all that? I haven't even gotten into the two guys who recruited much yesterday yet. Or that committed much yesterday yet.
Well, it is exciting, especially like you said, after that interview with Sorensen, getting a little bit more excited for him, just the tone and the excitement he has for bowling people over and the potential that you kind of laid out there. So, I mean, we'll see as Andrew points off of YouTube as well. You know, he is maybe a 4-star, 3-star, you know, depending on what site you want to give him. But, you know, the stars kind of fall to the side to a degree when Penn State and Ole Miss won it, right? I mean, these are his other finalists. So it's like, all right, some of the top teams, especially in developing tight ends, are interested in him. You know, maybe that should be a bigger deal. And so, you know, I just find it all interesting because it's always, you know, it's kind of shape the narrative the way you want it, right? Because if Nebraska was number 15 in the country and, you know, had this guy come in and that guy come in, we'd all be on fire, right? We'd all be like, say, this is the new wave. This is exciting. But since they're not, you know, we can kind of, you know, shape it the way that we want to and not, but it's not fake. You know, it's not like you said, there's no panic. It's just, it's just kind of slow playing and see kind of how it looks like. And the other thing is, as not to downplay the whole conversation, but if they end up with a class that maybe isn't as good as it usually is because they take a smaller number, again, in today's modern college football, I'm going to be looking over at the transfer portal rankings. If they do like they did a couple years ago, you know, or this past year, get a top 10 recruit, you know, transfer portal class, and maybe your high school class is 35 or something like that because you take a small number, then so be it. And so it's just it kind of is remembering now to kind of unite both those classes. And so those high school rankings still matter quite a bit as you develop your long-term plan, but not as much as it has in the past.
You make a great point about you can almost create any narrative you want. So I'm not sitting here and saying, ooh, we're going to have a top 10 class. I'm not saying we're not. It doesn't seem like the plan, though. It seems like a combination of the transfer portal and high school players and what that looks like, the two classes together. But the other thing to remember is a lot of times, like Texas A&M had the number one ranked recruiting class in the history of college football. It was about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And within 18 months, their head coach was fired. And then half those guys had transferred away. I think 80% of them ended up transferring away. So it's, again, it's not who you are when you walk through the door. It's what you do once you're in the building. So for me, part of the plan is, hey, we bring in a smaller class. We can focus on these guys. They're more likely to stay. They're more likely to get developed. And they're more likely to contribute over 2 to 3 to 4 years. It's great to have a guy like Maurice Washington with his uber talent come in. He has one great game, really one great catch versus Colorado, and that's all you get out of him. I'm not trying to take a shot at him. Who's the Wandale Robinson comes in? Great player. Maybe used out of position, leaves and does, you could argue, greater things elsewhere. Like, it's great to have those guys come in, but who stays, who develops, who contributes, who is here for 2, 3, 4 years? What I'm saying is the recruiting class rankings themselves, they matter. There's some weight to them. Look at the college football playoff teams. Look at the national recruiting rankings. But also, when you look at Nebraska specifically, I'm so tired of having these high-ranking classes. When I say high ranking, I mean higher than Minnesota, yet we get beat by them. Higher than Iowa, yet we get beat by them. Higher than Wisconsin, way more often than not, yet we hadn't beat them in over a decade. So to me, it's not just on signing day, where does this class rank? It is 2, 3, 4 years later, who's still here, who's developed, and who's contributed. And I think that's what's being equated into this plan by Matt Rhule. And if it's not, why in the world are you taking so many less kids? Because it only makes sense that you want to combine the transfer portal class, you want to combine your high school class, and the high school class aren't guys you're going to say, hey, we expect you to come in and contribute year one. That's what the transfer portal guys are for. We want you to be here for the long term. In essence, if you take a few less high school guys, it's easier to focus on them, help them develop, and then you can do a little bit more with the transfer portal guys, and you can plug and get immediate improvement, hopefully, that's the idea anyways, in areas where you have holes. So to me, that's why I'm kind of looking at the picture as a whole, rather than where are they ranked right now. And if I was concerned about the recruiting class, I mean, I would flat out say so. Has anybody ever questioned whether I'll say something if I'm concerned about something or don't like something? Have you ever questioned that, Jake?
I don't think so. Usually say what's on your mind.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to follow what's happening with all these Nebraska high school kids. Was it 14 D1 guys? And about 50% of them are Power 4 guys. Like, I'm going to follow them and I'm going to see how they're doing because I want to root for them. Okay, and I want to see how their careers play out as well. But I think it's a little bit all-encompassing. So would I do it exactly the same? Probably not. Okay, I'm not getting paid the big bucks or the big moolah. Jake and I are getting paid just a smidge less. That's why we have the mics and not the whistle in front of our face. But Jake, is there anything? I know we got to go to break. Is there anything off the text line real quick? Maybe we can address it when we come back from break.
We did have a question over here. I think that you probably addressed pretty well, but Corey off of YouTube said, can we go over why we're expecting a smaller class and why everyone is okay with it?
It's a great question. I do think I kind of addressed it. I'm trying to think of what else I would add to it. I think maybe the only part I didn't specifically address was why everyone is okay with it. I've explained why I'm okay with it. And I can't speak for everyone. I can, you know, maybe take a guess, so to speak. Maybe phrase it as maybe an educated guess. I think everyone is trusting in the process the Rhule has. And I think everyone is kind of seeing it as a high school transfer portal class combined rather than just high school class. And we have to, you know, all the emphasis is put on that. And so I think there's a little bit of a combination of trust, let Rule do his thing. He's made some great offseason moves. Hopefully they play out well during the season. And these are more of his offseason decisions and the direction he's chosen to go. And we got to let him do his thing. We're going to trust him in the process and then see how it plays out. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe we can get into this too, because I know we got to go to break. But I also, I don't want to put it out there like it's like I'm bringing it up and it's not true if I don't. But I also feel like this year you kind of go back to Mike Riley's Bookie Radley Hiles class that was kind of putting together. And then the team fell apart in year three. Kind of a boom or bust year for Matt Rule, I think. And so if in those type of situations, I think you get excited about recruiting. But at the same time, you understand that a lot of things can change if things don't go right.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I was looking for a quote that he had in a recent interview. You know what? I'm going to find it while we go to break. And he essentially says it's on him. Like, if they're good or they're not good this year, it's purely on him. But I'm going to look and I'm going to try to find that quote during break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.